This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in to the CNBC TV 18 Market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. We begin the day with negative cues from across the globe. The SGX Nifty is down about 100 points, indicating that the start will be in the red. In fact, the Nifty fell for the second straight week last week. And this morning as well, the global cues are quite subdued. The Dow was down 200 points on Friday. The European markets were down over 1% as the Russia-Ukraine tensions have roiled world markets. Wall Street Journal has reported that the US officials are expecting an attack from Russia in the next few days, and President Joe Biden is expected to move more troops closer to Ukraine. In fact, there was large selling by foreign investors on Friday as well. FII sold over 2,500 crores in the cash markets, while domestic investors bought a little under 2,000 crores. It's F&O expiry this week, so that will be an added cue to watch out for. If you're looking out for levels, the 100-day moving average at 17,600 has been a bit of a congestion zone for the market, while on the downside, the 200-day moving average of 16,850 has proven to be a good support level. Some important market cues ahead. You have the state election results that come out on the 10th of March. There's the LIC IPO that comes out likely on the 11th of March. And then there's a US Fed meeting on the 15th of March that will determine when the first rate hikes will come through from the US. For now, the markets are trading in the red. Thanks so much for listening into the Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Have a great day.